Hello.
Hi, this is Jasmine returning your call for Home Care Services. How can I help you today?
Hello.
Yes, this is Jasmine returning your call.
Who's Jasmine from?
You just called here, ma'am. This is the home care agency.
I just called there?
Yes, ma'am. Did you need home care services, ma'am? Or are you an aide looking for work?
Are you from Red Lion Home Care?
This is Family First Care.
Okay, no. I already put in an assessment through Red Lion.
Okay, you're not buying into any agency, and we're the highest paying agency right now. I can give you our rates.
Sure.
What county is the patient residing in?
Philadelphia.
Let me check to see. And do you know what he's been approved for or not yet?
Not yet.
Okay. What I'm going to do is I'm going to give you my number. What did you say?
It's a she. So.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to give you my phone number. Once they get approved and onto services, we pay overtime. You're going to call me and let me know exactly how many hours so that I can give you the quote for the county, okay?
Okay.
Because I can't give you anything without knowing exactly how many hours because, like I said, we pay overtime. So my number is 267.
24.
Huh?
She needs 24. She has two broken femur bones, a crushed wrist, her left wrist, which is the hand that she writes with, and a fractured pelvic bone, and she had a laceration on the liver, but we know the liver cures itself. But that's all that's going on with her. She can't get
out. So if they do give her 24-hour care, one caregiver cannot do more than 16 hours.
Okay.
So you would have to split the time between, like, let's say, three caregivers, okay?
Okay.
So if you did three caregivers, each one making, let's say, 56, because the maximum is 160 a week. So 56, we can do up to $15 an hour. All right?
Okay. Could I be the one for the nighttime so I don't have somebody in my house while we're all sleeping?
I think that's a great idea. If the patient is staying with you and you having people coming in and out of your home, absolutely you should be the one awake.
I would rather it be during the night for sleeping hours.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So that's great.
I agree with that. If you like, I can submit a referral just to get you the information you need, possibly help you and assist you.
Absolutely, because I'm liking what I hear.
Okay.
What I've been hearing from Red Lion, I was only going through them because a friend of mine works there.
Yeah, but the patient is not binded to any agency, and as long as the caregiver and the patients are happy with their rates and how you're treated with the agency and how your needs are being met, you go with whoever you feel the most comfortable with.
Exactly.
So that's the beauty of it. So let me help you. Let me further assist you along.
What did the company was?
This is Family First Care, and we're right in Philadelphia, and we're licensed throughout the state.
Babe, I can't hear what you call something like that.
All right, let's get the patient's first and last name. What is
Family
it?
Family First Care, you said. It's right in Philly. Where?
One Winding Drive.
What is it?
Winding, Winding. Winding.
Okay.
Some people call it Winding.
Yeah. Okay. Winding Drive.
Drive, right in Philadelphia.
And what's the zip code?
19131.
Okay. Okay. Good.
All right. What's the participant's first and last name?
Desiree. Dezarae.
One second. Des.
No. D E Z A R E.
That's a unique way of spelling it. So D as in David, E as in Edward, Z as in zebra, A as in apple, R as in Ralph, E as in elephant.
Wait. No. D E Z A R A E.
D E Z A R A E.
Yes. Exactly.
Desiree.
Desiree.
All right. And her last name?
Marinelli. Marinelli.
And date of birth?
6/6/97.
And her address?
4202 Chippendale Avenue.
Chippendale Avenue.
Yeah. Philadelphia, 19136.
A good number to reach her?
267-345-5118.
And you're going to be one of the caregivers. What's your first and last name?
Darlene Davis.
So, Darlene Davis, one second.
Family members are allowed to be paid to, because the
Darlene Davis, and what's your phone number, Miss Darlene?
I'm sorry, 267-345-5118.
Okay. And who's going to be your second caregiver? If she gets approved.
I don't know.
So if you don't have any other person that you would like to assign to her care, the agency can help you staff. Okay. We have aides in Philadelphia County. Okay. If you come across anyone that you trust in your home what's your relationship to the patient?
She's my daughter.
Right. How old is she?
28.
Right. So if you find anyone like a friend, family, trusted loved one, a sibling over the age of 18 that you trust in your house with her, you're going to call me, Jasmine. I found someone that, you know, I want you to hire them on for us. So then I'll send them the hiring application. All right.
Okay.
Now let me see real quick. When is her assessment due? You already called the broker. When is her assessment?
I'm walking to my calendar.
Take your time.
Oh my God, we missed it. It was on the 8th.
The 8th was Monday.
Oh my God.
Did they come? They would have called you. They didn't call you?
They didn't call. Nobody knocked.
Okay, so it's okay. I'm going to give you the Medicaid broker's number again.
I'm sorry, say it again.
I'm going to give you the Medicaid broker's number.
Medicaid.
You're going to call them and say, hey, I don't know what's going on. I had an appointment scheduled for the 8th, but no one ever showed. Can you please confirm that for me? If you missed it or they never showed, they're going to tell you, oh, it shows here that, you know, they tried to make attempt to reach you. They didn't reach you. And then you tell them, oh, my God, I'm sorry. My phone has been disconnected. We were here in the house waiting. Can I please reschedule? They'll reschedule you. Okay.
Okay.
Let me just find her information. So Marinelli, Marinelli.
Correct.
And I'm having a hard time with finding her through the spelling of her first name. So let's do this again. D as in David, E as in elephant. Is it Z or V as in Victor?
Z as in zebra.
Okay, go ahead.
A as in apple.
Okay, go ahead.
Ralph. A as in apple. Mm-hmm. E as in elephant.
Okay, now I found her.
Okay.
All right. So I want you to write down some information. I'm going to give you the Medicaid broker's number so you could reschedule that. And I'm also going to give you Desiree's Medicaid ID number.
Okay. Medicaid. ID number.
And so you're the
mom. Okay, for both.
All right. So you're going to put Medicaid broker number. It's 877. 550-4227.
Okay.
Her Medicaid ID number is 160-137-685-8654.
I was close. 8654.
Yep, that's 160-137-8654. And she is through, let me see who she's through, Health Partners. You know that's going to probably have to change, right? Because Health Partners doesn't cover home care services. So you might have to pick one of the four, which is UPMC, Keystone, AmeriHealth, and
What about PA and Wellness?
PA Health and Wellness, yes.
PA
Health and Wellness. You can choose any of those four. Keystone usually gives the most time, just so you know.
Really?
Yeah. Keystone gives the highest. But you can always ask. Before choosing the insurance, say how many hours.
I'm going to go with the one that gives the longest. You guys handle the hourly rate to pay the client. I mean, pay the caregivers. The insurance covers the... I forget what I was going to say. I mean, Keystone First will... they give you longer time.
They give you more time? Yes, that's what I'm trying to tell you.
Okay, I hear you.
Because, you know, we're really not supposed to, encourage one insurance or another. It's really your decision. But what we've seen here on the back administrative end is that Keystone doesn't give you, like, all those hurdles that you got to jump through. And usually when they do come into the home and they do approve services, they are the ones that really do the max. So them and PA Health and Wellness are also really well.
Okay. So I'm gonna go with Keystone. I have Keystone. So
okay. And are you happy with your services, right?
Yeah,
they're good. They're pretty reliable.
For anything. Mm-hmm. So you know.
Yep.
Yeah. So why not?
All right. Now I'm gonna give you the agency's information. Okay.
All right. Hold on one second. Let me cross that out. She needs Keystone First.
She was in a car accident or something?
She was a pedestrian. She was hit by a car. Kept going.
Oh, my gosh. She's lucky to be alive. You know that, right?
Can I just tell you, she's 4'11", 100 pounds.
Oh, she's tiny.
Yeah. She said she didn't know if it was the headlights coming towards her.
Oh, my God.
She said, I swear, Mom, I thought I was dying.
She was probably. Something brought her back. She's meant to be here.
Yeah, seriously. You know what? And I'm a believer. And I didn't even think of that.
Absolutely. She's not. Her time is not done here. She's not going nowhere.
I know that's right. Thank you so much. I needed to hear that.
Listen, let me tell you something. You don't never want to live with the pain of losing a child. I don't know what that's like, but I have 3 sons of my own, and my life are my kids. So, you know, for you to have seen her in that state in the hospital and almost losing her, like, I could just imagine what you went through as a mom. So I applaud and commend you for wanting to continue to take care of her, because nobody's going to love her and watch over her like you would.
That's
so you're doing all the right things.
She was, like, asking, like, she left the hospital, like, a week early. Because it was Thanksgiving. She left the day before Thanksgiving. And everybody's like, are you sure? Are you sure? Like, everyone, my family, everyone. Are you sure? Are you sure? What do you mean, am I sure? What else
That's
am
right.
I supposed to do?
Mm-hmm.
Like, it's my daughter. Who else is going to do it? Like,
That's right.
You know what I mean? She's going to have to leave here at some point in time.
What
difference does it make if it's now or 2 weeks later?
That's right. You did the right thing. You brought her home. You did the right thing.
Yeah.
Don't let nobody ever second guess you. You heard?
Yes. Thank you.
You do what your heart, yep. You do what you think is in your heart to do, and usually your heart will guide you the right way. You know? Sometimes we have bumps along the way, but that's normal. We're humans.
Yeah. Absolutely.
If she's going to need more than another caregiver, if they do give her more time than the 56 hours a week that you're allotted, because one caregiver can only do 16-hour shifts. You're going to call me, tell me, Jasmine, they gave her more than the amount. So either find me a caregiver or, Jasmine, I found a cousin, neighbor, trust a loved one here. Hire them. Reach out to them, okay?
Okay.
All right. So the agency is called Family First Care.
Okay.
That's Family First Care.
Got it.
My number is 267. 551 7410. That's my direct number. The agency's phone number is the same number, but ends in 00. So 267-551-7400.
Okay.
I want you to call the broker and pretend like you're calling to confirm an appointment that you know is scheduled for sometime this month. You just don't remember because your daughter's been so sick and you've been restless without sleep.
So I'm not going to tell them that I missed the appointment.
You don't know if you missed it or not, right? Because no one knocked on your door, right? And you was there all day.
I don't know if I missed it. I forget what the date was.
Yeah, and you've been so overwhelmed, lack of sleep. You know, your daughter just got out of the hospital. Who's to say that?
Are you Philly?
I'm from New York.
Oh, same thing. My husband said you sound like Rosa Perez a little bit.
Everybody tells me that. I'm like, oh my God, is it
for real?
Too fast? Yes.
And the way you just said that.
Yeah, when you got on the phone, I was like, who's that, Rosie Perez? But I didn't want to be.
That's crazy. That's so cute.
And it's funny because I'm a community person, so I'm for the people. So I'm going to tell you, you got to do this, you got to do this, say this, say that. So.
All right. So, okay, let me just tell you what I have down. I have Family First Care, and their number is 267-551-7400. Your number is 267-551-7410. Your name is Jasmine.
Got it.
Winding Drive. I don't know why.
Winding Drive.
One Winding Drive. All right.
Philadelphia, PA 19131.
Okay. And then
tell me the information for the broker.
Okay. Medicaid?
Give me the broker number and the ID. I want to confirm that you have everything.
Okay, the ID number is 160137 8634.
You got it. And now the phone number?
Is it 3454?
Her Medicaid is 8654. That's 8654.
8654. My three looks like a my five looks like a three. All right, I fixed it. And the phone number is 1-877-550-4227.
You got it.
All right. And how do I switch to Keystone First? I call Keystone First.
So you know how you're going to do the broker? The broker's going to come in. The broker's the one that's going to do all of that for you. You're going to tell them because they're
going to. Oh, so I don't even have to do it. I tell them I want to switch to Keystone First and they'll handle that.
Well, you're going to tell them what your intentions are about getting onto home care services. They're going to tell you Health Partners doesn't cover it. Then they're going to give you a list out of the four that I told you. You know, they're going to tell you which one you want to pick, and then they'll tell you how to get onto it from there. Either they're going to assist you or they're going to point you in the direction to get onto the services.
Okay, let me ask you something real quick. The company that my friend works for, Red Lion, she was saying that because I'm her mother, they say, family should do it for free. So
yeah, no. Family should not do it for free. And there's a law and there's a program.
Not what I've been doing, not for free.
No. This is the thing, okay? So there's a program that Medicaid pays for. Okay, it's through the insurance. It's insurance-based. And
well,
it's called the
CDPAP. They
wouldn't
cover 20 to 24 hours. They would cover about 40 and then let me handle the rest, basically.
They might. They might because she lives in the home with you. She's not by herself. She doesn't live on her own. She's not in a nursing home. She's not in an assisted living facility. And the goal is for her to get better and get stronger. So 24-hour care is usually granted to people that are dying. That are, you know, nursing home right now, they're about to die, needing nursing care, wounds care, breathe, on a nebulizer, on an oxygen tank. Your daughter's not that severe. Our goal for your daughter is for her to get better.
Right.
So they might approve you a lot of hours in the beginning, and as they go every year to go see her, they might start reducing the hours because you don't want to be dependent. You don't want her to be dependent on your care. No. You just want this temporarily until she gets better. Right. Because you want her to live a healthy life again.
Exactly. So.
So they're going to determine that based on what they see when they come into the home. Okay.
Okay.
All right. What I'm going to do right now is I'm going to transfer this call so that they can get your hiring application just sent to you. Okay. So you could get that out the way. So by the time they do award her home care, you guys are ready. Once you finish, okay, I want you to call the broker. All right.
Okay.
All right. Give me 1 second. I'm going to transfer this call to Ms. Dina. Okay. One second.
Thanks.
Absolutely. And welcome to Family First.
Thank you.
1 second. Please hold. You're welcome. Please hold.